This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So there's something that I saw going viral on TikTok either last night or, I don't know, everything blends together. but this person got their partner to type in this code in the Amazon search bar. And it's not like a product, anything. It's just the code. And it pulled up a very weird product. But I'm too scared to search for it. But I also found out what it is. So I don't want it in my search bar. And I kind of want you to do
it. You want me to do it? Why should I do it?
I know what the product is. So that's why I don't want to do it. But just to see your reaction would be really funny.
I need.
Why do I have to do it?
Because you're tech savvy.
Well, Facebook. Your Google feed's the one that's all.
It's going to pollute your computer.
Thank God. I'm not signed into Amazon right now. So that's good.
Well, I have to find the code now.
Oh, for God's sake.
I wasn't prepared.
Amazon.com. I don't think I want to sign in because it'll be under Ennis Glau's account. Yeah, so I'm not signed in right now, so I can totally do it. Because to sign in, then I have to send her a text. You guys are so lucky to not have SIG others to like have to do stuff with. Because then, like, if she wants to log into the bank account, it sends me a text, the verification text.
So
then she has
so
to blow
annoying.
Up my phone. Like, did you get the code? And then it's like, I want to sign in Amazon, so then I have to blow her phone up. It's like, just stay single. Don't.
Because of Amazon.
I can't explain how much it irritates me.
I bet.
Because the other day, she needed to get on her bank account, and we were doing the show, and like she blows up my phone, but I look, I see the code, I send it to her, that's expired, but I set my phone back, because you have to do it within, like,
yes.
and then she blow my phone up again. Yeah.
Like, by the time I said it, like, three times, I'm like, anyway, does anybody know a good lawyer? It's not what I want to do.
By the way, everybody be honest. Did you go look through your book collection to see if you had any of the Dr. Seuss that are now going for billions of dollars?
I have none of the cool ones. None of the ones. I don't mean cool because they apparently have racist stuff in them, but I'm saying the ones that could net you. I've never even heard
of
them.
I haven't either.
Ditto.
Okay, I'm so glad because I was like, I don't know any of these.
The Mulberry Street outside of the other four, never even
heard of
them. You've
heard of Mulberry Street?
Yeah, that's the only one of the group.
I think that was his first book, wasn't it?
Ooh.
Think that was like his first big one anyways.
Okay.
But what's in it that's bad?
Pictures.
The imagery.
He depicted African-American or Asian. But they're not... He doesn't draw people
very often.
They're more
weird.
But they must have had the...
Something.
The undertones.
Something. Yeah. Because the most popular books, those are clean, I guess. Those are fine. Green Eggs and Ham and those.
Because today's the day, right?
I think so. It was either today or yesterday, but it might be today.
Because my daughter, I think they were doing a readathon at her school and they had Green Eggs and Ham at school today. And she refused to eat it. Because I don't know what they do. How do you make eggs? They just put food coloring in them?
I would assume.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't refuse over the racist imagery?
No. Oh. She's fine with racist imagery.
I thought she was protesting.
No. Oh, my God, no.
Aww. That'd be cute, though.
But so it's if I ran the zoo. But I saw, like, on eBay, they're going for six something, right?
Like the McDonald's straws. You got the Dr. Seuss books and McDonald's straws.
Why would a McDonald's straw go for that much? Oh, you can't get them anymore.
They're discontinuing them. With the red and the yellow stripes on it, like that iconic straw. Mm. That's a dumb thing to say. You know the straw everyone can't get enough of? Now they're going away.
So people are getting like thousands for those.
Yeah.
But I think some were listed for $1,500. But eBay, Steve, you would know this. eBay's a little different. Just because it's listed doesn't mean it's selling for that.
That's true. You got to track the market.
That is true because I found all these Disney movies and I was like, oh my gosh. And I got the original ones and they're in good condition. And I put them up on eBay. And nothing.
You got nothing out of them?
No, not one has sold.
And you thought you were going to make what? Like, let's be honest. You thought you'd make a couple grand on each one. Because you saw something up there.
I think one of my Little Mermaids is up for like a few $1,000. Like,
is that a resignation letter I see? You were ready.
I'm moving on, people! Start my eBay company!
Oh, big disappointment. Did not make out like Steve on that. But, and you got me all hyped up.
I know. I know.
Here's the deal. The same thing happened to me. Because when I moved, I had Little Mermaid in the big VHS.
That's what I had.
I had all of them unopened.
Oh, slacker.
And we put it on Craigslist, free for the taking. And somebody just came and took a step. I mean, you know how big those are. They weren't a normal VHS case. So they would have had the codes inside, all the little inserts. They would have had everything inside. And it was like 3 months later, I did hear they were selling for a couple grand each. Especially for, I think, The Lion King. Because that one was in moratorium. Disney doesn't do it anymore with Disney Plus. But when we were growing up, Disney would put a movie out and then pull it.
Brilliant.
For like 10 years.
Brilliant. Couldn't get it.
No chance. So, like, The Lion King, I think, had only been released one time on VHS. And I gave it to someone from Craigslist.
Oh.
Who turned around and they were on eBay within 5 minutes, probably.
You think Craigslist people are that savvy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Well.
All right, well, we've given Aaron an hour. Do you have a code?
No, I gave it.
Dang it.
I'm now looking at the Little Mermaid.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.